You live in Arizona, which just hosted a Super Bowl. There's one on its way to Minnesota. Just right. What was that experience like? What are you expecting from the one here?
Woo! It was a blast. It was they also had the Pro Bowl the week before. We had the Phoenix Open there at the same time, so there was a lot of stuff going on and really fun. A lot of guys came in town, got to catch up with a lot of old friends and teammates and etc. For Minneapolis, when the Super Bowl gets here. It's going to be off the charts, you know, and the stadium will be ready. A lot of people coming to town, getting a chance to see it, and in the winter wonderland that it'll be at that time. So I'm sure it'll be a blast.
What's it like for you to watch games these days with how often they throw the ball and involve the ball to tight ends in the passing game?
Right. I really dig that. I like what's going on in the NFL and particularly what they're doing with the tight ends these days, you know. I was one of the few guys, I think, that were really getting the ball downfield when I was playing, and it seemed to be a little bit of a lull. And then now, you know, they're getting a lot of athletic guys, and they're letting the ball rip. So it would be really fun to play now and under the circumstances that they're playing with.
Vikings have Kyle Rudolph, Chase Ford, Red Ellison. That trio all contributed this past season. How helpful can tight ends be to a young, developing quarterback?
Oh, extremely helpful. You know, they're kind of the safety blanket, if you will. You know, I mean, sure, you can check it down to a running back or something like that. But, you know, the tight end is usually the one that's going to be hovering right around that middle or out in the flat. It's a high percentage throw for a young quarterback. That's a plus.